incredible. It's like something we haven't seen yet. We haven't seen it with Golden Days for 3 years. Golden Days was steady and everything, but nothing of the excitement and stuff that this one's generating, and from the whole way around the country and New Zealand as well. Just steady sales. So it's super exciting.
We were looking at a map before of where some of the people are coming from, and there's people coming as far as WA. They've bought tickets from places as far as Perth and that.
Yeah, that's it. We've got 16 in WA and 28 people now in Adelaide. But who's counting it?
So give us a bit of a background about how the festival's come about and the bands that will be there.
I guess the festival's... It's been a progression from my partner Brendan and I came about putting Golden Days together, and that's been going for 3 years. And then we were approached by the owners of the Big Pineapple after our success with Golden Days to have a look at doing something at the Big Pineapple. And that's what we came up with. And it just so happens that I guess we wouldn't have been able to put this together so quickly if we hadn't had the experience of Golden Days and the contacts within the industry and stuff. And awesome with Grinspoon. I've known those guys for like 15 years, and they played on my first album, and we've had a long time friendship. So to finally be able to grab those guys and put them on a fest is pretty exciting too.
I suppose it would be exciting for them to think that they'd be playing at such a recognisable icon like the Big Pineapple. Like, everyone in Australia knows what it looks like, and to be actually playing there as part of a festival, I suppose, would be a little exciting for them too.
We chose a couple of these bands. We wanted a couple of iconic bands, and I think Grinspoon are right up there as one of the top rock and roll bands in Australia, and Regurgitator as well. I think they're really excited, and even the booking agents, a lot of them are well aware of and have been to the Pineapple in their younger years.
So what's your hopes for the festival at the moment? I know it's the first year for that particular festival. What do you hope comes from it?
We just wanted to put on a really special festival which everybody could afford. I think a lot of people have embraced that, which we're stoked about, that they can afford. We also did a thing where they could pay it off over a couple of things, which, you know, is very rare. So even if you didn't have that much money, there's chances are you could afford to come to this thing. And that's what we wanted to do. Just make it an affordable, great time for everybody.
And do you think with the way things are going that it will sell out?
Yeah. I really think so. Considering this is only, it's been on sale for a month and a half, and we're around 75% sold out. It's going to sell out for sure. I think it's great that we can put this thing out so cheaply, where people do go, okay, well, we've got some more money to go and do something else as well. That's what we're getting. That's probably what the happy vibe you're seeing on Facebook, whereas you don't get that, oh, you know, we're paying $150, so we expect this, we expect that and stuff. This is like, I guess there's a bit of gratitude and stuff, and everyone's just going to have a good vibe and a good time. Awesome. And yeah, they might stick around and go to the beach and stay, be able to afford to stay somewhere as well.